This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There's a relatively obscure government agency that's going to make what could be a high-impact decision this week. We're talking digital music here. The Copyright Royalty Board is set to vote on the rates that internet radio companies have to pay to artists and music labels for the songs they play. Most specifically, we're talking about Pandora, which, although it's been around for 10 years, has yet to turn a profit. Ben Cesario wrote about it for the New York Times. Ben, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, first of all, what this Copyright Royalty Board is. What do they do?
It's a panel of judges in Washington, and they set royalty rates for a whole range of things. And in this case, they're looking at internet radio.
Okay, so specifically then, what is at issue with Pandora and this board?
Pandora pays royalty rates to record companies, and the rate that they pay is set by these judges.
And these are the rates that Pandora pays to artists, studios, whatever, for the right to play their music, right?
That's right. Every 100 times they play a song, they have to pay 14 cents to the music industry. And part of that goes to the record companies, and part of that goes to the artists themselves.
And that seems like not a whole lot of money. I mean, right?
It doesn't sound like it per play, but it adds up to literally hundreds of millions of dollars. Pandora last year paid over $400 million in these royalties. Just the tiniest tweak of these rates really can make a huge difference for Pandora especially, but also for musicians.
Right.
And so that's why they're paying such close attention to this. The litigation has been going on for 2 years now.
Okay, so Pandora presumably wants to pay less. My guess would be that the music business, the music industry, wants them to pay more.
You are exactly right. The music industry wants more money. Pandora wants to pay them less money and has been spending 2 years in court here trying to convince them that it's a good idea. Pandora's argument is basically, if you give us a little bit of a break on the royalty, we'll be able to grow, we'll be more profitable, we'll be able to invest in our business more, and that will, you know, grow digital music generally and make more money for everybody. But the music industry has become a little impatient with Pandora.
What's the difference then between Pandora and Spotify?
Spotify is what's called an on-demand service. You say, all right, I want to listen to this Led Zeppelin song, and you click it and you hear that song. Pandora is like a radio station. So maybe you get a Led Zeppelin song, maybe you get another rock song.
Mm-hmm.
There's a determination that the difference there about being able to choose specifically one song versus not be able to choose a specific song, that there's an economic value to that. It's a very complicated argument, and there have been thousands of pages of legal briefs filed in this over that fact.
And if it goes, say, Pandora's way, then sky's the limit, right? I mean, their growth opportunities are increased and that whole smash.
Well, Pandora has had the rate that they've had now for 6 years, and they've been a public company for 4 years. Pandora is really one of the biggest and most successful digital music companies out there, but they've still never made a profit. Spotify also has not made a profit. It's often thought that Apple is really one of the only companies that's able to do that, and the way they do it is by selling, you know, billions of dollars worth of iPhones.
Right.
So whichever way this royalty goes, you know, how much money can Pandora make and how much money can artists ultimately make?
Ben Cesario covers music for the New York Times. Ben, thanks very much.
Thank you.